There was a police officer who saw a woman in a car at a train station crying and laughing simultaneously. He came up to her and says, "Ma'am, are you okay?" And she said, "Officer, for the past 20 years, I've been driving my husband to the train station. And today, I forgot him." In Aristotelian logic, they say the very first step to a good memory is to pay attention in the first place. Today's parable of the rich man and Lazarus, it's the only parable where the main character is given a name by Jesus, Lazarus, which means God is my help. You might say that the rich man is the man who never noticed. There's nothing sinful about being rich, about feasting every day, about having friends over and enjoying life. He was not condemned for being rich or having a good time. He was condemned for not noticing that there was someone else very close by who was not having a good time. There's an old Beatles song that has a refrain about a young girl, and it says, "She is leaving home after living alone for so many years." For us, have you prayed for the people that you live with? Have you noticed whether they are in need or lonely or going through some difficult times? Have you taken the time to pray and think about your classmates, your co-workers, perhaps your relatives who you see very infrequently? Are you paying attention? Are you looking and saying, "They have me as their co-worker, co-traveler on this mandriuka we called life"? Am I looking around in sports to be aware of what's going on in the court, in the playing field, on the pitch? Is one of the greatest talents of any person who is involved in sports. What is the flow? Where are my teammates? What is the goal? Is there anyone that needs a pass, or is there anyone that needs me to be in a different place? Today, we're not talking about a bad person who did bad things. We're talking about a person who thought he was very good, who simply did nothing. He chose not to pay attention and not to look. And today, I ask you not to be fooled by feeling, "Oh, I'm okay, I'm not that bad," but to ask yourself the question, is there anything I'm missing? Is there anyone I am not paying attention to? Is the Lord putting in my life someone who needs my attention? Because better to be good than simply to feel good. It is one of the ancient heresies that just because we feel good about ourselves, we are good. The saints always questioned and always prayed for divine inspiration and for a spiritual vision to see what they were missing. So today, I ask you, think about the people you live with, work with, study with, are in plost with, and say to yourself, is there something that I need to see, someone that I need to help, someone that I need to think of? This kind of awareness is a gift from God that we need to pray for and ask for. Because even if someone gets up from the dead, we may be even unaware that they are there. So pray for awareness. The first step to a good memory is to pay attention in the first place. Pay attention to your life and to those around you. Slava Isusu Christu.
Amen.